Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be practicing sentence structures, particularly how we use certain verbs which are followed by gerund verbs. So I want to give you some examples of these verbs and some example sentences as well, so you get the idea. And then we're going to do an exercise. So it might be a good idea to get a piece of paper and a pen if you can. So what am I talking about? Well, certain verbs, if we use them, then the next verb, if we use another verb next to it, has to be in the gerund form, the ing form. For example, the verb stop. If you use the word stop and then another verb immediately afterwards, then it needs to be gerund. For example, please stop shouting at me. Please stop shouting at me. Not please stop to shout, but please stop shouting. Another example is consider. For example, have you considered working for a different company? Have you considered working? Not have you considered to work? So there's quite a few verbs which follow this rule, and we're going to take a look at 7 examples. I've already told you a couple of them. Stop, consider, and also we have risk, imagine, regret, fancy, and mind, as in I don't mind or do you mind. And with that verb fancy, this means to feel like doing something, to want to do something in this moment. For example, do you fancy going to the cinema tonight? Do you feel like it? Do you want to do it? So with all of those verbs, we need to remember that if we use another verb next to it, it has to be in the gerund. It doesn't matter what tense we are using. So for example, if we go back to the example with consider, I could use that in the present continuous, for example. I am considering, and then the next verb still needs to be in the gerund. I am considering going on holiday. It might sound a bit wrong, but it is absolutely correct. Okay, so now that you know that we use this structure with those verbs, we're going to do a little exercise. I want you to complete my sentences. So I have 7 sentences, and I'm going to use all of those words that I just mentioned. I want you to finish my sentence. Okay, so here's number 1. If you want to be healthy, you need to stop. What? If you want to be healthy, you need to stop. What? Number 2. If you gamble too much, you risk. What? If you gamble too much, you risk what? Number 3. I love my country. I can't imagine what? I love my country. I can't imagine what? Number 4. It was a serious accident. I regret what? It was a serious accident. I regret what? Number 5, I've had a busy week, so I don't really fancy... What? I've had a busy week, so I don't really fancy... Number 6, it's better to arrive at the airport early. I don't mind... What? It's better to arrive at the airport early. I don't mind... What? And number 7, I'm open-minded about opportunities in life, but I wouldn't consider... I'm open-minded about opportunities in life, but I wouldn't consider... What? Okay, so pause this podcast if you want to consider how you're going to complete those sentences. And then when you're ready, press play and I'll give you my own examples. Okay, let's take a look at how I finished these sentences. Let's see if they are the same as yours, or maybe you have a different one. The most important thing here is that you use the gerund in your verb. So, number 1, if you want to be healthy, you need to stop. Well, it could be drinking so much alcohol, eating so much chocolate, smoking, anything like that. But it must be gerund. Number 2, if you gamble too much, you risk losing a lot of money, or you risk becoming addicted. Number 3, I love my country. I can't imagine moving anywhere else, or I can't imagine living anywhere else. Number 4, it was a serious accident. I regret not looking where I was going, or I regret not paying attention. Number 5, I've had a busy week, so I really don't fancy going out, or I don't really fancy meeting friends for dinner. Number 6, it's better to arrive at the airport early. I don't mind waiting, or I don't mind hanging around. And number 7, I'm open-minded about opportunities in life, but I wouldn't consider going skiing, or I wouldn't consider going skydiving, or I wouldn't consider moving to another country. All of these examples are fine. Maybe you found something similar. Okay, so those 7 verbs, I really want you to remember that you need to use the gerund in the verb that follows those verbs. Okay, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. If there are any grammar points you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then let me know. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.